So who is Robert Mueller, the man now tasked with leading an independent investigation into claims of Russian interference? Well, just after the announcement, Utah Congressman Jason Chaffetz tweeted, "Mueller is a great selection, impeccable credentials, should be widely accepted." One Utah man who can attest to his credentials is Brett Tolman. He was serving as U.S. Attorney for Utah while Mueller was head of the FBI, and he's joining me now on the KSL Newsline. Thanks for joining us. We appreciate it. You know Robert Mueller from your work as U.S. Attorney, yes?
I do. I also interacted with him when I was back in the United States Senate, and he was the director of the FBI. He is, you know, he's a tremendous decision. I think he's a tremendous pick, and it doesn't surprise me that the acting attorney general chose him.
So the first question is, does he lean Republican, Democrat? He was appointed FBI director by George Bush, I believe, right before September 11th, right?
He was. You know, it's a great question, because I think he was largely responsible for depoliticizing his position when he was director of the FBI. It was really hard for folks to tell, and I think that's a good thing.
What does he bring to the table for this investigation? Because this could become an incredibly broad investigation.
Well, as I understand it, the White House had only about 30 minutes notice, and maybe that's a good thing. Bob Mueller is someone that is going to uncover, you know, every issue. He works hard. He's incredibly bright. He's a fantastic leader. And I don't know what will be the result, obviously, but if there is something there to find, he will find it.
Mr. Tolman, there's a question that I want to ask you. The announcement that came out at 4 o'clock this afternoon was that a special counsel was named. Now, people had been clamoring for a special prosecutor. Are they one and the same, or is there a difference?
So in this instance, he was given authority in the creation of the position by the acting attorney general to prosecute any federal crimes that may be uncovered. So in this instance, it will act as the same authority.
How does this work? Are there limits to what he can do, where he can go, who he can subpoena?
Well, only the same limits that might guide any investigation. There's typically, however, a budget concern that will come as a result of these, you know, special positions that are created. So he'll have he'll have to propose a budget, and he'll have to stay within that budget. But I'm assuming Congress is going to make sure that there's adequate budget.
Brett Tolman is the former U.S. attorney for Utah. So this is not necessarily a swift process. I was just reading the first 60 days he has to come up with that budget. This could last a long time.
Yes, it really could. You start to get a feel for what direction the investigation is going to go. But if you recall, Director Comey had indicated that they were starting to uncover some things and some additional lines of investigation. So my guess is there's quite a bit there to uncover.
Well, when I go back to that part where he has 60 days to come up with a budget, does that mean the first order of business is deciding how many pencils we need to buy, or do they blanket the universe with subpoenas first?
I think it's more a product of how many people do we need, how many investigators are we assigning to this, what's the budget for the special counsel's position, and then he'll be able to utilize, you know, office space, et cetera, in the Department of Justice. So it's really a function of what's the manpower that has to be assigned to it.